There has been one change to the area. Major highways closed due to flooding in the KMMO listening area. According to MoDOT's traveler information map in Howard County, the section of Highway 5 between New Franklin and the intersection of U.S. Highway 40 just north of Boonville that was closed has now been officially opened or reopened to traffic. However, a portion of U.S. Highway 40 from just west of the intersection of Highway 5 to just a few miles west of Rocheport remains closed. Other official closures include portions of major highways in Saline, Carroll, Johnson, Lafayette, and Ray counties. To read the entire list of closures, you can go to this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. For the most up-to-date information, you can visit MoDOT's traveler information map at MoDOT.org. The National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a heat advisory for much of the KMMO listening area for a good portion of today. According to a release from the Pettis County Sheriff's Office, the advisory will be in effect from noon to 7 p.m. as afternoon temperatures are predicted to climb into the low 90s, with humidity leading to heat index values of 100 to 105 degrees. Heat illness is possible for those spending prolonged time outside or those who are more susceptible to heat, such as young children and the elderly. Everybody is urged to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Area residents who are also urged to take extra precautions if they work or spend time outside. When possible, they should reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening hours. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency, and somebody needs to call 911. The affected counties in this particular advisory include Cooper, Henry, Howard, Lynn, and Pettis counties. Raymond will have more on the weather forecast after the news. The Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission will hold its monthly meeting this morning in Ray County, according to a news release from MoDOT. A few of the topics on the agenda include two internal presentations, the 2020-24 statewide transportation improvement program, and one about the condition of the state's bridges. Public presentations include one from the Northland Chamber of Commerce concerning regional projects and needs like the Buck O'Neill Bridge, and Richmond Mayor Mike Wright is expected to discuss local needs and concerns. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 10:15 at the Ferris Theater in Richmond. For more information about the commission, you can go to MoDOT's website at MoDOT.org/about/commission. The registration deadline to be eligible to vote in the special election on August 6th is upon us. Saline County Clerk Debbie Russell gave the details during the meeting of the county commission yesterday.
The last day to register to vote for the August special election for anybody that's in the Blackburn Special Road District is tomorrow, Wednesday, July 10th. At 5 o'clock in the county clerk's office. So there will be an August election special just for one precinct.
So as she said, that deadline is 5 o'clock this afternoon in her office. KMMO News Time is 7:35. Funeral service for 35-year-old Malcolm Smith of Slater, who died Saturday, will be held at 10 a.m. today at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Slater. Burial with military honors will follow at Slater City Cemetery. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 90-year-old Gladys Charlene Webb of Norburn, who died July 3rd, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Thurman Funeral Home in Norburn, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will be at a later date at Galeed Cemetery, southeast of Norburn. Mass of Christian burial for 19-year-old Robbie Withers of Sedalia, who died July 4th, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Sacred Heart Church, where the family will receive friends from 5 to 8 o'clock this evening. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at Calvary Cemetery. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Mass of Christian burial for 75-year-old Roger McCraw of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at St. Peter Catholic Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Graveside services will be held at 3 p.m. Friday at St. Mary's Cemetery in Storm Lake, Iowa. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. funeral service for 89-year-old Leola June Sleeper of Sedalia, who died July 4th, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. Memorial service for 72-year-old Harold Newton Sr. of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1:30. Interment will follow at Slater City Cemetery. Funeral service for 96-year-old Dorothy Means of Marshall, who died June 29th, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Graveside service will be held at 3 p.m. Friday at Fawcett Cemetery in Fawcett, Missouri. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.